Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sean Carey sent me an email today that started out by saying, Happy Brewers Outlet Day.
You betcha.
And it'll be a happy Brewers Outlet weekend for you once you stop by and stock up. Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Yeah, they have wine coolers, water, soda. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is tremendous. It is second to none. Love the dills, love the barrel pickles. But even if that's not your taste, there's plenty of others. Plenty of others. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am proudly in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, so what do we have planned for you today? Oh, I don't know. I guess the Preakness is tomorrow. It's a major event, so why don't we take you to Baltimore? We'll do that with Dick Girardi today. He will join us from Pimlico Racecourse, just outside of Baltimore. We'll talk about Nyquist and his odds tomorrow. What will be a sloppy track. And we'll talk about that with Dick in the next hour. He joins us at 4:06. At 4:35, Scott Fransky, the play-by-play voice of one of the better stories in all of baseball, maybe one of the better stories in all of sports this year, the Philadelphia Phillies. And, of course, you hear Scott all the time now here on News Radio 1070 WKOK because we are your home for the Phils, and they have the third-best record in the National League. They have the seventh-best record in baseball. They continue to win one-run games. They continue to be exciting. They continue to be a story. We'll talk with Scott Fransky at 4:35. Coming up on Monday, Chris Spielman is going to join us on the show. Just made the move from ESPN to Fox. Outstanding analyst. Tuesday, John Solomon, national college football writer for CBS Sports. He will join us on Tuesday. Thursday, Doug Gottlieb will join us. And in order to appease the suit who continues to hover over this show, we will get somebody on from the Indianapolis 500 next week because it's the 100th running, and if we don't, the pain of the whining, moaning, and complaining will be too much for any of us to handle from management on down.
Like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Are you sure you want to? Oh, everybody loves this.
He emailed me right before lunchtime the breakdown of qualifications this weekend. I was so close to forwarding that information to you, but we didn't.
I'm sure it was impressive.
I said to him, it's like, do you need to borrow my username and password to watch it online again like you had to do last year? It wasn't on TV.
Oh, that's that's stealing. I don't endorse criminal behavior.
That's how desperate he was.
Well, I guess that pretty much explains him. No. Just kidding, Kevo. You and the other guy that love it, we'll have something on for you next week. So we're going to talk to the IndyCar fans, and we hope you both enjoy it. Don't you do that. It's not true. It's not true. Very interesting poll done by Public Policy And in this poll, people were asked, do you watch, you know, these sports? And are you, you know, basically, are you into these sports? So it's not a simple 50% for this one, 25% for somebody else, where it breaks down and becomes 100. So you have multiple as to, yeah, like, I really like watching that. 55% of the respondents, shockingly, said the National Football League. Number two on the list. What do you think is number two, Sean?
I want to say basketball, but I'm not sure which way to go, whether pro or college.
No, it's not. Baseball is number two at 42%, which is great news for baseball because I've been talking about, well, you know what? You know, baseball maybe getting passed out by basketball. This poll said no from public policy. This poll said 42% really enjoy baseball. Number three is basketball, and it's closing in at 36%. I think this, you know, they're going with pro sports here. So it was the NFL at 55%, Major League Baseball at 42%, 36% said they really enjoy watching the NBA. 26% said NASCAR. 22% said the National Hockey League. 19% said golf. Now, here's the next part that's interesting and should really worry the Pro Golf Tour. Guess who the favorite golfer is? And it's not that who it is. It's partially who it is, but there's a reason for that, not for any other reason. Who's the favorite golfer? Their favorite golfer is. And it's 38% said yes to this. Number two was 17%.
Favorite golfer, I'd probably still say Tiger Woods.
Second at 17%. Number one, 38%. Phil Mickelson. 17% said Tiger Woods. Now here's the worrisome part for the Pro Golf Tour. Number one, of course, Mickelson's what, 45? It's going to be 46 here coming up. Jordan Spieth was at 9%. Rory McIlroy at 8%. Jason Day was the favorite, 7%. 5% Ricky Fowler. Remember, the last 2 years, they have done an extensive campaign building the future brand of golf around those four players. Spieth, McIlroy, Day, Fowler. Those are the four they have really thrown their lot in with. And Spieth's won two majors, McIlroy's won four, Day's won one, Fowler's still looking to break through. And Mickelson is at 38% popularity, 17% Woods, Spieth's at 9%, McIlroy at 8%, Day at 7%, and Fowler at 5%. And that's the people they're trying to build it around. That is a problem. And believe me, one of the reasons I'm covering the U.S. Open is I love the sport. So you're not looking at a guy that is knocking golf. I love to play. I enjoy watching. It's fine. So just found to be interesting. It's just one of those polls. Penguins play tonight. They'll take on Tampa Bay. Bishop is out. Will not play tonight for Tampa Bay. Vasilevskiy will play and start tonight, although in all reality, Vasilevskiy may have been their best player Wednesday night. I mean, that thing could have been 8-1.
Yeah, he had like 44 saves.
Yeah, 8-2, I guess. Yeah, I mean, he made incredible save. He was the best player they had. Expect Tampa Bay to come out and try to really get to it here. And if they can't get to it early, the first goal is going to be crucial. The team that scores the first goal tonight, I think, wins the game. If the Penguins score the first goal, it's a big lift. It's also demoralizing for Tampa Bay. If Tampa Bay scores the first goal, it will juice that place up and give them confidence. I think the first goal is going to be a very important one tonight, even though we all know it's a 60-minute game, blah, 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 blah. And that is at 8 o'clock tonight. And the NBA's off tonight, I believe, right? You don't think Golden State plays tonight, do they? Against Oklahoma City? I think that this is an off night, correct?
It is an off night, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. TNT's going to have to show reruns of a Bond movie. All right. just kidding.
Yeah, they're off till Sunday. Golden State and Oak City don't play till Sunday.
Hmm. And Toronto and Cleveland play again when?
Let's see.
Maybe
tomorrow.
It doesn't matter.
Yep, tomorrow night. That's 8:30 tomorrow night back at Toronto. Oh, yeah, like you said, that's going to be a sweep.
There'll be up three games to none with. It's over with. I mean, Kyle Lowry, I have to get my head straight. So in the middle of the game, walks down the hallway. Are you kidding me? Clearly. You're making $15 million a year. You don't need to clear your head. Go play. Oh, my goodness. Nobody can relate to you. Nobody. Okay? Here's one for you. Dock worker, Philadelphia. I'd like to go clear my head. Come back out there and keep fixing the ship. Okay?
Kyle Lowry, Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford, Kyle Lowry.
You know, like, I mean, it's like... you have what are referred to as rich people problems. Nobody's like, I can't really relate to, I guess, I don't know. They're out of all the stuff I wanted, Neiman Marcus. Really? I can't buy anything at Kohl's. We'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I know we've talked about this before, but more and more articles are coming out about whether or not the Big Ten is about to cut the cord with ESPN. Now, look, they can, you know, they can still end up with ESPN as a TV partner. But it's interesting in reading, Teddy Greenstein wrote an article about this in the Chicago Tribune, Richard Deitch, Sports Illustrated. Now, this upcoming year, everything's the same. Everything's the same for the upcoming season, football, basketball, so forth. It'll be the same. Nothing changes, obviously, for wrestling or volleyball. They're on BTN. They are not on over the, you know, they are not on the on the ESPN networks unless they're in the Nationals. Volleyball would be semifinals, finals, and of course, the NCAA Wrestling Championships. ESPN's really done a good job with it, I think, the last few years. But the football, basketball part, that's the part they're bidding on right now. And Sports Business Journal, as we've reported and talked about, they have reported that there might be an agreement in principle for Tier 1 for 50 basketball games, 25 football games for Fox. At $1.5 billion, possibly, over 6 years. Now the question is, what happens with the net? It's only for half of it. Now what do you do with the rest of it? John Skipper of ESPN, and again, the stories are circulating that ESPN, for the second time in 10 years, underperformed in bidding. And the first time, Jim Delaney said, well, you know, we may just form our own network. And of course, yeah, sure, you will. Yeah. And the Big Ten Network was created, and ESPN was like, in 10 years, a billion will be fine. Well, now you're up to $1.5 billion over 6 years, $250 million a year. Should that story hold up, and those numbers hold up that have been reported by Sports Business Journal. Now what do you do with the next part? Is the Big Ten, in the end, willing to break away from ESPN? think idealistically a lot of people feel when you see, especially with game day and some of the influence ESPN has over college football, and some over college, I mean, there's certainly plenty over college basketball, but more so over college football. Are you willing to break away from that? Will you disappear from the radar if you break away from ESPN? I'm talking about ESPN's radar. First of all, if you are a Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Iowa fan, Nebraska fan, whenever your team is playing, you will find the game, whether it's on BTN, Fox Sports 1, Fox, whatever. But there's plenty here. CBS had a part of the basketball package before. Does CBS want to retain that? And do they want to expand it? And keep in mind, CBS does already have a partnership for the NCAA men's basketball tournament with TBS. Is it possible? And I have no information on this at all. Zero. Is it possible that CBS-TBS combine forces and make a bid? I mean, think about this from the TBS point of view. TBS, of course, has Major League Baseball and have some of the playoffs. They don't have the World Series. Fox has that. But think about it basketball-wise. Wouldn't it be a great lead-in for TBS going into the NCAA basketball tournament to have an established conference and you carrying their games to really then set up your postseason? I mean, promotionally, it'd be good. CBS, same thing. CBS already has part of the basketball package anyway. I think it was like $72 million or something like that. I don't know. I mean, it's something to at least consider. But the more stories you read, the more stories you're seeing that maybe the ESPN and the Big Ten won't be together.
If you thought 100 years in business was impressive, SMC is going to show you 101 is even more spectacular. During the month of May, Sunbury Motors Ford is going to sell 101 new Fords by discounting every new Ford to the lowest price possible. Plus, give you more for your trade. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 42 new Escapes starting at $18,880. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 85 new F-150s starting at $23,749.
Saving you up to $11,400.
SMC is where you want to be if you want 0% financing for 72 months on Focuses, Fusions, Edges, Escapes, and Explorers. Now is the time to take advantage of Sunbury Motors' goal to sell 101 new Fords in May. SMC's goal is your gain. 101 vehicles sold means you'll save more money than ever before. Sunbury Motors and the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 101 years.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks too. Get true refreshment all in one place. The Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That Mustang raffle, I believe, benefits the Sunbury Fire Company, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah, they get some custom limited edition Stangs every year for that drawing, and they have a limited amount of tickets every year.
Volunteer fire companies are the best bargain in any community. And so whatever we can do to support these heroes, I strongly encourage you to sell all the tickets out. And I have to admit, on the promo that Mark Lawrence just ran, when he asked what's the most dangerous animal in the world, I got it wrong. I didn't realize it. Mosquito was my second choice. I had set the suit. So I did. For For those of you who may not know, we refer to Kevin Herr now as the suit. So, because he's now a jacket and tie guy selling digital media and doing a great job. Like, he does a great job with everything.
He does. He is.
This day in sports history, 1948, Joe DiMaggio, for the second time in his career, hit for the cycle. 1959, the Yankees were in last place for the first time since May 25th, 1940. If I recall correctly, the White Sox won the American League pennant that year, and then they were beaten by the Dodgers in the World Series. Mike Schmidt hit number 535 in his career to move into eighth place on the all-time list in 1988. And Barry Bonds tied Babe Ruth for second place in the all-time list, his 714th home run in 2006, for some reason not universally celebrated in Major League Baseball. I don't understand why everybody's so anti-Barry. And in 2015, the NFL announced that the extra point would be kicked from the snapped from the 15-yard line, starting with the 2015 season. And we saw plenty of missed extra points this year, including Steven Guskowski in the AFC Championship game, who missed his first one of the year in a game in which Denver won by a point. So, that is this day in sports history. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, Dick Girardi, next half hour on the Preakness. I know you and the suit are both sitting there ready to write down numbers, and then you're going to go down to Grantville. Go insane.
I'm just really curious how NyQuest is going to deal with the pretty good possibility of the wet track there tomorrow in Baltimore.
You know what? There are a couple things about NyQuest. And I'll finish the promo here. Dick, next half hour from the Preakness, Dick Girardi. Final half hour, Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies. Monday, Chris Spielman, Fox Sports. Tuesday, John Solomon, lead college football writer for CBSSports.com. Thursday next week, Doug Gottlieb from CBS Sports. And then, once again, to appease the suit, we will have a guest on from the Indianapolis 500. I told Sean, look, I mean, I don't care if it's the guy that sweeps the pits. I mean, we'll get somebody on. 800-795-9565 is the number. Reining, NyQuist is a speed horse. NyQuist runs near the front. Hanging back in slop is not good. In fact, it's exponentially better, especially if you do have a speed horse, to get to the front and run in clean air. And I mean clean air in the fact that you don't have mud being kicked up into the horse, and you don't have mud being kicked up into the jockey. And for both NyQuist and Gutierrez, it would benefit them to break out of the three hole and get to the lead early. Now, Gutierrez, I thought, great race in the Derby. He was able to slide himself in and slot himself, and did not, with a speed horse in front of him, he just let the speed horse run himself out. And I thought that was great strategy on the part of Doug O'Neill and by Mario Gutierrez. But being a speed horse, you do want to get him to the front and get him into clean air where he is not having slop driven into him, into his eyes, and also being driven into the jockey, into his goggles. So I think if you're the fastest horse, you're the fastest horse. He won at the Florida Derby where it rained, but it's not going to be the same as what we're going to see tomorrow at Pimlico. Do we have John from Shamokin or no?
Well, we did, and he goes, he actually was just curious what happened to Kevin.
Oh.
So I told him, told him he's still with us, just not doing as much on air stuff.
What did you tell him? I mean, really? It's a very, very sensitive subject. Just so everybody knows, just very quickly with Kev, this was a great financial opportunity for him.
Oh, it sure was.
All right. Okay. This has zero to do with the show. Nothing. Okay. It was a choice he had to make between doing this or whether he could do, long term in digital media. And he made the choice to do that. I mean, that, which is great. Now, so it's great for him, which I want the best for everybody. It's great for Sean. And I do what I do. So John, that was a good question. I'm glad you asked it. I'm glad people miss him. But when you hear us refer to the suit, he's the suit. I mean, he's a jacket and tie guy. I mean, we played in the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, and Dave Ritchie's out there, really nice golf shirt. Jen Wakeman, as usual, looked great, right? Very stylish, ready to play. And then he's out there in a jacket and tie. I felt like I was playing with Gene Sarazen. It's like, hey, I said, you can't sell digital. And then he's constantly stopping with his cell phone.
Well, that shouldn't have surprised you.
I said, are you running the station? Might as well be. Well, I thought that was kind of... All right, so that's coming up, and then Scott Fransky, the Phillies are, I think they're the best story in baseball. Starting pitching's been really good. You found some magic in the eighth and ninth innings from the bullpen. They have found just an offense when they needed it. I mean, this is, look, let's be honest, this is not, at the moment, a highly productive offense. But the longer this goes, confidence comes into play. And I'm just impressed by what I'm seeing from them.
And the Philly story that came out this morning, some say the third best prospect in baseball, moving up from AA Redding to AAA Lehigh Valley, J.P. Crawford, one step closer to heading up to the shows.
There's your shortstop right there, people. There is your shortstop right there.
Crawford hit .265 with 8 doubles, 3 home runs, 13 ribbies, 166 plate appearances in Redding. Walked 30 times, struck out 21, stole 5 bases.
Good enough. And they have a lot of guys like this. Look, the trades that they made elevated them from a bottom 5 farm system into a top 7 farm system. That's what you need to do. You'll have some money down the road if you want to pay somebody. That's fine. But, you look at – baseball's interesting now. Look who's winning in baseball. The Kansas City Royals are your defending world champions. The Pirates are now making the playoffs. Tampa Bay over the last 7 or 8 years has found its way to the playoffs. And – the Giants won 3 out of 5 World Series. These are not big money teams. These are all teams that have built through their system. Well, the Phillies have been building through their system, and this has been a fun start for them. But what Sean just talked about with J.P. Crawford moving from Redding to Lehigh Valley, that's just another step forward in this process. And what's interesting is I think the fans are loving this process. I mean, I know they love the fact that they're winning right now, but I think the fans were ready for the process. The days of Halliday and the Cliff Lee and Hamels and Howard and Rollins and Utley and Ruiz and so forth. I mean, the fans loved those days, but I also think they saw an end to it. And I think we're ready to embrace it probably sooner than management was. And, we don't know how this is going to play out, but it sure is fun to watch it play out right now. It's been a lot of fun to watch it play out. It's been a lot of fun to have it on WKOK playing out. And Scott Fransky in the final half hour, we'll talk to him about that. The Penguins will play the Lightning coming up tonight. That will be in Tampa at Amalie Arena. They'll drop the puck just after 8 o'clock tonight. It's on NBC Sportsnet this evening. And did you see Penn State, of course, going to play basketball this year against Duke? Did you see Marcus Bolden, the 6'11 kid from DeSoto, Texas, signed a letter of intent today with Duke?
Was he the one that was thinking about going to Kentucky and then changed his mind to go to Duke?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as you know, we're only a month away from the NBA draft. But that has not prevented, in this world of we're always trying to create stories, most of them, of course, irrelevant. And really, most stories are irrelevant. Because, I mean, most of these are, you know, speculation pieces. I mean, look at today's sources. Silas D'Antoni are Rockets' top two choices. Okay, fine. Now, pick one. Now, once you pick one, it becomes a story. Let's see. Spieth in the lead, first time since Masters. Okay, it's a story. Peyton says unanimous Curry MVP about era. Irrelevant story. Let's see. I-Stealer, team using robotic tackling dummies. That's actually a story. That's interesting. Hollywood-bound Kobe gets Spielberg advice. Irrelevant story. Who cares? So most of these stories are irrelevant stories. And here's one of them. They were already projecting the 2017 NBA draft. There's actually a site you can go to that projects the 2017 NBA draft. Okay. It's a year away, 13 months. Okay. Harry Giles of Duke, number one. Tatum, number three. The kid they just signed, Bolden, eight. Grayson Allen, 23. This is for next year's draft. Mohegan Sun, November 19th, Penn State Duke. Actually, you know what? It's actually a good time to get them. I don't think you'd be in the mood to want to get these guys in February. I think November's pretty good when they're still trying to figure things out. And then they may have already figured it out by then. I'm just waiting to see what time the game is. If the game is at noon, the door is open.
For a Steve Jones, WKOK, Saturday, double bubble.
Yes, including a drive in between. But I'm waiting to see because the football game's at 8. Football game's at 8. Tarman Joe Moorhead told it.
Tarman could be your driver, right?
I want to get there.
I figured his driving skills were up to par with yours.
He actually is a good driver. That's just an easy joke. He actually is a good driver. So I'm just waiting to see what the time is. Joe Moorhead told a great story the other night about work when we were in Scranton. I'll relate it to you in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Stock up, stock up, stock up. Brewers Outlet. Realize next week's going to be in the 70s to near 80 all week. Need to stock up. Cut the lawn, have a beverage. Right? Have some people over, have a beverage. People come over, you want to make sure they have a beverage. And Memorial Day is next weekend. Brewers Outlet imports domestics, microbrews, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and out every day. That pickle bar is great. It'll be a hit at any party. It is Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, Dick Girardi next half hour, Scott Fransky final half hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You know, I've talked often about what my parents taught me along the way, and my father in particular always told me, and both my parents told me this, have a great work ethic. Never mail it in. I can guarantee you in no uncertain terms, I've never mailed it in on this show, ever. Every single one, I'm going through stuff every day. Okay, we're going to talk about this. I want to talk about that. I want to go here. Sean is busting his backside, getting guests left and right, so he's far from mailing it in. Number two, loyalty is very important. And number three, don't worry about things you can't control. Those are what they always told me. So Joe Moorhead the other night was talking about the work ethic part, about outworking everybody. And this is a story that he has told his players. And the story, and he related the story to the group in Scranton on Wednesday night at the event that he spoke at and IMC'd. And he said, a contractor, his best guy, comes in and tells him, look, I'm going to retire. His best guy tells him, his best builder, I'm going to retire. He says, I'm just tired of, you know, I he says every single thing the guy threw his heart and soul into. And so the contractor convinces him. He says, look, just do one more job for me. One more, we're done. He's like, oh, jeez. I really don't want to, but all right, I'll do it for you. So they build the house. And his level of caring is not just to his usual standard. Yeah, the baseboards fit up, but it's not as precise. You know, they may be an inch off here with an outlet, an inch off there with a chandelier. Yeah, the wallboard, yeah, for the most part, yeah, it looks good enough. You know, instead of measure twice, cut once, they're just measuring once and cutting once, and they kind of slap the whole thing together. Contractor comes up. He says, you finished it. He goes, yeah. He says, good. He says, here's my gift to you, and hands him the keys. He said, the house is yours. That's the story he tells them, that every single day, don't mail it in. Act like every single day you're building your own house. And there's the guy, finally, for the first time in his life, he mailed it in, and it turns out it's his. And I thought that was important for them to understand about the ability to outwork everybody. So outwork people in the classroom, then come in and outwork people in the film room, outwork people on the practice field. I mean, be the one, and then when you get to the game, you have to outwork the opposition. You've got to work harder and want it more than they do. You can never mail it in. And that's the story he told the group on Wednesday night. There were about, 364 people there. This was not a small group. And I think it sent a powerful message about what the philosophy is. He also talked extensively about something else that I've talked about before. But James Franklin, and he made this point, this is a very powerful point, and I've tried to make this point many times. James Franklin is not trying to just build a season. He's trying to build a program. That's why he has redshirted some guys along the way. That's why he has not tried to play somebody too soon, maybe before they were ready, because he needed to steal a game someplace. And I've talked about that a lot on the show, and Joe Moorhead brought it up on Wednesday night to the crowd there, that look, they understand long-term you need to build a program. And when you're trying to bring Penn State out of this after the recovery period, I think now they're finally into the real program phase of it. They're only going to have 11 seniors on the team this year. That's it. Next half hour, the Preakness. We'll go to Pimlico, talk to Dick Girardi, Scott Fransky. Final half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.